This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
I haven't been saying much because I've been sitting here masturbating.
Furiously.
No, silently.
You can't handle
it. Dude, that's not the way to do it. Man, go fucking hammy swags.
This is fun.
Ah!
Loving is not a spectator sport. Garfield said as he jumped in for a good time.
What the fuck, Steve-O? Are you having an aneurysm?
From sheer stupidity.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of those unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
I mean, I can let you listen to me pee. I mean, I ain't got no problem with that.
What the hell did I come back into?
Hello, Steve-O. Steve-O, why do you have four different folders named Knights OST? Like, which one is a real one? Fuck.
Open them. See which ones are porn.
I'll have to look. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction after Nights into Dreams after dark. Oh,
that news already?
Right, totally OCAD.
Well, seven people died after binge drinking.
We totally
tragic considering what our subject matter is.
We completely survived our first episode with Hercules. That was awful, terrible, disgusting, deplorable. But we're back again. And Steve Van Sickle just left.
He was as strong and flexible as Hercules and Gumby combined. He was a Gumbercules.
Joining me tonight is David, Sean, Roy, Brad, Val, and Steve VS.
Steve to the V and Sickled.
Steve, I want you to V my S.
Vacuum your shag? Sure. What? Burping? Too much burp?
Yes.
While Steve Van Sickle continues to try and fix his microphone, we have three Garfield fanfictions to read tonight!
Hooray!
Thank you all, guests, for joining.
This podcast is rated M for mature. Put those kids to bed and then take off your pants.
Okay. Hold on.
Steve-O, you haven't taken the kids to bed.
We don't have kids! Wait, we have kids?
We need to be paying more attention, Steve.
Very briefly, before we get back into it, we actually haven't spoken with Sean or Brad or Steve since we ended our first season. What did you guys think of season one?
Season one was
David!
Oh. Okay.
No, I had a blast reading with you guys.
It was awesome.
Good. And Steve is just ominously silent. He just hates everything we do.
Hey, you guys, I really liked you in season one. I'm really excited for season two.
So you can either do an Australian accent or a southern cartoon.
I think it was going for
southern or Australian, yes. Teen Girl Squad!
First one we're reading tonight is going to be the Garfield Bowl. Also, hello to everybody in the chat. Sir Splee, guest 8294. Sean and whoever else is there.
So we're making sure to date this episode appropriately because we sourced these Garfield fanfics right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get started with Brad. Brad, please read until the first line of lines.
It was a sunny morning when the Super Bowl committee was about to announce the halftime act for the Super Bowl. In attendance was famous singers like Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Kanye West. Kanye West sat in smug contempt, knowing he would be chosen.
That's a common mistake. Also, why do they all need to be present for the announcement?
Yeah. I will be singing the halftime show. I am the greatest living man, even greater than Garfield.
No way!
To himself with vanity. As committee chairman opened letter, all gasped with anticipation, and sweat ran down their faces.
Hi, I'm committee chairman. My name is committee chairman.
Yes.
The next
for the chairman of the committee for committee chairs.
The next Super Bowl halftime show act will be Garfield. Committee announcer with excitement. Everyone cheered.
Yay! Solidly,
except Kanye West, who exploded into a fit of rage.
Kaboom!
Ah, damn it.
What? What? Cried out Kanye as he bolted from chair.
Holy shit, this is a Dungeons and Doritos crossover.
Yep.
Nice. Yes. Anyways, this is an abomination. I am the chosen artist of the millennium. It should be me who performs. Shouted Kanye.
Look, Garfield, I'm real happy for it, and I'm going to let you finish. But I had this! I had this!
He will never let you finish.
You are garbage man of the trash heap.
You are chosen garbage man.
You've chosen garbage man of the trash heap. Just Garfield is clearly the greatest man, said Super Bowl committee chairman to Kanye West.
Even though he's a cat.
Yeah. You will all pay this in dividends.
Oh, Kanye
West said as he boarded his private jet.
The way the prose kind of flows, I feel like Shakespeare Hemingway is the new comics, Nyx.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
It's dangerously familiar.
Yeah. Dangerously cheesy.
Take me home. I need to speak with my lovely Kim for advice. Said Kanye West to Pilot as he sat back in his recliner chair.
Wait, his recliner chair has a... Oh, wait, no, it's his private jet. Never mind, I skipped a line.
Yeah.
Kanye West's private plane flew like eagle with a wing full of fury and came to his headquarters. Kanye West departed his plane to enter the comfort of his home and be greeted by his beloved. Kanye, you are back. You must be so happy that you are singing in the Super Bowl, Kim Kardashian said, running to Kanye West. No, you will not believe the insults I endured. I will not be singing in the Super Bowl. Instead, it will be Garfield. Spat it out, Kanye West, in disgust. But Kanye, you are the chosen artist of the millennium. This cannot be, said Kim Kardashian with disbelief.
Even though Kim Kardashian is able to just say his first name, the author can't say that it's Kanye without reminding us that it's Kanye West.
Voice of a generation.
As Kanye would want you to do.
Of course. Also, whenever I see Garfield, since it's all capitalized, I just want to say G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Anyways.
G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D.
Oh, I know.
Garfield hates Mondays. Garfield hates Mondays. And that's why we're filming this today. Hey, hey, hey.
I know. Something must be done. I cannot let them disrespect my artistry, Kanye West said with determination. Maybe it is time to use Plan Zero, said Kim Kardashian with advice.
Not Plan Zero.
With Plan Zero, they will be forced to obey me and honor my contributions to humanity.
For I am Zero.
Kanye West.
I am Kim Kardashian. We're the real housewives of San Diego.
For I am zero value of society.
After 27 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer the Grammys.
I was going to say, after 27 years, I'm free. It's time to show off my butt.
Pretty much.
Oh, jeez, can I continue? Kanye West said with glorious delusion.
One more time.
Self-glorious delusion. Oh, God. Meanwhile, an expensive clothing store, Beyonce, Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift were shopping for expensive clothes.
No!
It's a good thing they can't do an expensive clothing store.
Yeah.
Then, out of the mist, Kanye West appeared before them, wielding a shotgun.
What the fuck?
Oh, Kanye with a shotgun. The sequel to Hobo with a Shotgun.
I love Sobo with a Shotgun.
Sobo with a Shotgun, yes.
Yeah, Sobo.
Soho with a shotgun.
What is the meaning of this? Cried out Beyonce with panic. Enough small talk. You are my prisoners now. With you as my hostages, the Super Bowl committee must make me the halftime act. Kanye West shouted with anger. Rawr. You have no right to do this, you pig. Cried out Rihanna with disgust. I have the right to do what I want. I am the chosen artist of the millennium. Roared Kanye West with
whatever
tyranny.
I do what I want.
That is literally the defense he's using.
Get in my limo before you feel my wrath.
Oh! Escalately quickly.
Is that a threat or a seduction?
Promise.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Kanye packed up the mist machine that he brought with him to make his entrance look cooler.
Kanye West said as he forced laddies into limo.
Laddies?
Is it? Oh, no, it's ladies. Never mind. Meanwhile, an all-American roadside bar, Garfield was drinking lasagna beer and relaxing to his groove.
What the fuck is lasagna beer?
Lasagna beer.
Drink for lasagna beer.
I don't want to drink lasagna beer.
That sounds really a really meaty beer.
He had a big show to put on, but he wasn't sweating any worries. Rocking out is one of my favorite things to do, along with eating lasagna, loving ladies, and dispensing justice. Garfield thought to himself,
thought I was going to say dispensing juices.
Oh man, Garfield Ace Attorney would be amazing.
No, no, Family Feud. What is one of Garfield's favorite things to do? We're going to go with dispensing justice. Show me dispensing justice.
No, it'll be the fifth one on the board with like two votes.
Yeah, because they're hardcore Garfield fanfic fans.
Garfield was watching his favorite show, Sexy Ladies Eating Lasagna, on the bar.
Oh my god, Steve, idea for a new sitcom.
I will watch it.
All right, Steve, hear me out on this, buddy.
No.
All right.
No.
Imagine.
No.
No, imagine, Steve, you're not imagining. I need you to imagine.
Imagination.
All right. Imagine, Steve, if we produced a show where sexy ladies eat lasagna.
Imagine there's no Garfield. It's easy if you try.
Just pain and hangovers.
On the bar TV when all of a sudden interruptions came. So, lasagna beer, watching sexy ladies eating lasagna on TV at a bar, probably in the Lasagna Lounge bar.
Well, it says, meanwhile, an all-American roadside bar.
So, yeah,
it's a roadside bar that specializes in lasagna, a high-class Italian holiday dish.
Yeah,
a high-class holiday dish from the Italians.
It's just because Garfield is the greatest human alive, I'm sorry.
Yes, he is absolutely
All establishments serve lasagna beverages and, you know, lasagna itself.
Wait, is this like Duke Nukem Forever?
This program is being interrupted by an important message from Kanye West, said the TV announcer. Sean, you're up.
Kanye West then appeared on screen for all to see with shades and smug, expressionless face.
Yeah,
he was in a room which looked like a secret lab. Behind him was Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry, trapped in giant clear test tubes.
Oh no.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, it is I, Kanye West, the chosen artist of the millennium. I come here to you with decrees. If you do not restore my proper place in the universe and make me the halftime Super Bowl act, I will inject these hot, sexy ladies with Ebola.
Kanye not West Ebola.
With intense. To show my seriousness, I will give a display of my capabilities, Kanye West said as he snapped his fingers. At his beckoning, a servant appeared to him. What is it, my liege? Said the servant to Kanye West. My humble servant, you will now perform your greatest task and give yourself to me whole.
Whoa!
For the glory of my name, you must be sacrificed, said Kanye West as he injected the servant with Ebola. At Kanye West's injection, the servant became to undertake a startling transformation. Wah! Cried out the servant as his body twitched and contorted in unnatural ways. Before long, his body had transformed completely into a hideous Ebola monster.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Beware the Ebola walk, my son.
So this is the end scene from Akira, right?
Yes.
Kanye West!
Garfield!
Garfield!
Behold my power and tremble in fear, exclaimed Kanye West, pointing to his Ebola monster.
Yeah, you weren't there for that, Steve. There's an Ebola monster now.
You have 24 hours to give in to my...
Give in to my what? Give in to my what?
Kanye got him. Kanye got him, guys.
Kanye out.
We miss everything in between give in to my and Kanye out.
Oh, fuck. You have 24 hours to give in to my demands, or else these fine specimens of ladyhood will suffer the consequences. Kanye out, said Kanye West as he switched off his broadcast.
Oh, God, he Garfield stopped for a second. I thought he cut out again.
Garfo trembled with anger at the depravity he witnessed. So angry was he that without realizing, he crushed beer glass in his hand to find sand. There is a play called Kanye West, and the only vaccine is my fist.
No!
Said, say that? Okay. Say that as best you can as John St. John, that sentence from Garfield.
I don't know. It would fit more like Steven Seagal.
I don't think you have the balls.
There is a play called Kanye West.
Kanye Where?
He's like a gangster chocobo. Kanye Que.
Judging cry. Garfield caroused out of bar like whirlwind of valor. Once outside, he boarded his custom Harley Davidson motorcycle for riding intent. This is the fucking half-life, full-life consequences again.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
My road is the road of the hero. Alone and full of sacrifice, said Garfield, as he revved his motorcycle and took last bite of his lasagna sandwich.
Well, as long as he doesn't like start singing Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
David, you're up.
This empty road.
I've been eating lasagna for days.
What shall my reading voice be tonight?
Just be normal David for once.
Okay.
That's a thing?
Okay, it's time for normal David.
As Garfield rode off to meet his destiny, he turned on radio for jamming beats, but was appalled at noise he heard.
It's like if Barney and Hamsar had a baby.
Up next is Lasagna for the Poser.
A song by Kanye West about how he's cooler than Garfield,
said radio announcer with throat choking words.
I think the choke, is it choking spelled right?
Yeah. Choking.
Okay, fine.
It looks said wrong. Radio so announcer with throat choking words.
What?
Roared Garfield at the hearing of nonsense.
Lasagna feeds the weaker mind. This is the truth you will find. Only food you need is my rhymes. Lose a cat, should get with the times. Lasagna if a poser. I say it over. To the master, your head shall lower. My art is ferocious like a lawnmower.
Wow. I cannot contain myself.
Yo, man.
I don't need to make songs for this anymore. It's all done for me.
That was pretty deep.
What?
Oh, wait. What weakness?
Said Garfield with disgust as he turned rough radio.
Turned rough radio?
This is not music, but the ramblings of a homeless baby.
Garfield said with searing truth.
No talent blasphemers must pay for their crimes against music and humanity.
Garfield said with renewed determination as he rode on to Kanye West's mansion. Garfield rode, he was pursued by biker warriors working for Kanye West. They wore badges with Kanye West's face and wielded guns that shot bowling needles.
Oh, wow.
I am the doctor of pain, and my diagnosis is murder.
Yeah!
Garfield said as he took out his Desert Eagle and aimed it at a bowl of biker scum.
Steve Van Sickle.
Oh, thank God. I can skip the fight scene.
Time to cure you of life, Garfield said as he fired rain of bullets which tore through biker villain flesh. A storm of bullets washes the filth of villainy, Garfield said with satisfaction as he continued onward. Garfield's riding eventually came to a stop when he reached West Mansion. As Garfield approached, thunder clashed with lightning, for the fate of the heavens themselves knew that a showdown of destiny was about to happen.
That's some great imagery.
I think you need more spittle.
Well, give me another drink. Working on it. Garfield approached the mansion gates, which were decorated with gargoyles with Kanye West's head on them.
That is something that needs to be photoshopped. Get to work right now, Val.
Hey, she's the ref.
Nothing. Look,
I don't care how you do it, just fucking do it.
Val, paint it with your butt.
Yeah.
I'll commission that. Nothing like a good tailgate, Garfield said as he punched the gate down.
The only thing I will be grilling is Kanye West's face. Garfield declared while walking to mansion as Garfield entered.
Wait, how fast was he walking?
This isn't walking. Full life Garfield senses.
Garfield senses.
Yes. I like that he Garfield says like the only senses. Thing I'll be grilling, like he was responding to somebody else making
what you don't
like Steven Seagal.
You don't make up your own action one liners everywhere you go.
Yeah, like Steven Seagal, he's like, I'm gonna rip your lips off so you can hear your own screams.
Alright, let's let Steve continue.
As Garfield entered yard, he passed fountain, which had statue of Kanye West spitting water and holding a Nobel Peace Prize trophy.
Are we sure Kanye West?
Look, he's Kanye, not Obama.
I feel like Shakespeare Hemingway found some of Kanye West's own personal fan fiction about himself and just shoehorned it in here.
I'm willing to believe he had that statue made. I really am.
Tomfoolery. Garfield roared as he smashed statue with his mighty fists.
Nobody can yell tomfoolery with
tomfoolery!
Tomfoolery!
Just Dragon Ball Z that shit, dude. Dragon Ball Z that shit, man.
Well, that'll take 4 episodes. Garfield
but,
then.
What's the scouter say about his power level? Tomfoolery!
I'll allow it. Garfield then walked into mansion to serve justice like fine wine, aged and chilled. In the mansion room, he saw decorations of decadence, paintings of Kanye West in historical and mythic scenes, fighting minotaurs and crossing the Rubicon. In the center was a statue of Kanye West with a great sword standing triumphantly over a dragon.
My dreams!
Now, the sword was standing, not him.
Now, is that like a great sword or is a great, sword?
No, it's a great sword, but in 2 words.
It's not Kamek.
I just choose to believe the sword has legs and it's standing and Kanye's just off to the side.
It's Kulex.
Make-believe victories for make-believe man, Garfield said with stoic truth. On the statue, Garfield saw a switch and went close for examining. On flipping the switch, the statue and surrounding floor went down like elevator to secret basement lab.
You can see it from a distance. It's not like it's that secret.
Lab was made of halls with walls and floors. Wow.
As opposed to not halls and floors?
As opposed to airplanes and cheese and edamame.
Planes, trains, and automobiles starring Steve Martin and John Candy.
And Garfield.
Oh, God.
And Garfield.
The torment of innocence screams from this lab, Garfield said to himself knowingly. As Garfield explored and explored, he finally arrived at destination. He saw Kanye West. And test tubes filled with sexy ladies in distress. Oh, yeah. Garfield rushed in for confrontations, ready to bring down his hammer of justice on Kanye West's feeble flesh.
If the Hebrew hammer doesn't show up in the next scene, I'm going to be very disappointed.
No, the hammer shalom, justice, motherfucker.
The hammer of justice is...
Was Garfield Jewish?
Yes.
Is Garfield Jewish? That's the episode title right there. Roy, it's your turn.
Garfield! What are you doing in my treasured home? How dare you?
No. Read again.
So focused on trying to do some semblance of a not offensive Kanye voice. Garfield, what are you going in my treasured home? How dare you? Kanye West cried out in disbelief.
Kanye West voice is offensive. Did you think you could kidnap ladies and insult me with nursery rhymes and live?
Garfield said as he cracked his knuckles. Yeah, let's all do that. That's really good for our fingers. I am the chosen artist of the millennium. You are nothing. Crush him. In another open quotation mark. Kanye West ordered, capital O, to his Ebola monster. The Ebola monster rushed Garfield with shoulder charge, but Garfield stopped him with one hand.
Madness of the mind deforms flesh. Time to end the misery, poor beast.
Garfield said with solemn words as he picked up the Ebola monster and pile-drived him into the ground.
There's no the Ebola monster, it's just picked up Ebola monster.
Garfield said with solemn words as he picked up Ebola monster and pile-drived him into ground.
Find peace in the abyss.
Garfield said as he looked down at dead Ebola monster with sadness.
Oh, it could not cure
him. How could you? I order you to leave. You are nothing. I'm the future. Kanye West squealed with tantrum.
I am the future! You're nothing!
Awesome.
You have no future, Garfield said as he glared at Kanye West with eyes of burning lasagna. Keep an eye out for my new single, Eyes of Burning Lasagna, dropping this week on Bandcamp.com.
Get yourself some lasagna.
The way you pronounce it, I thought you were saying lasagna as a portmanteau of lasagna and Kanye.
I would watch that movie.
That's going to be his next album, Lasagna.
Lasagna Zest.
I'm the chosen artist of the millennium. I'm a genius. I'm unstoppable. Feel my strength, said Kanye West as he ran toward Garfield in flailing motion and punched a fist at him. But it was
pretty much.
hang on. Whose fist was he punching at? At Garfield?
I'ma get you.
But it was deflected off like foam on a brick wall.
Worm, you claim godhood, but have not even achieved manhood. Feel my fist and fall to hell.
Wow. Garfield said as he thrust mighty fist at Kanye West, vaporizing him into dust.
That was
so
it?
He became a kung fu legend.
There was no conflict in this story.
Even sure Garfield.
Yes, Kanye West existed and was a pain in the ass.
Like, what else? How much of the story can be left? We've got 5 pages after this. After the vaporizing of Kanye West, that epic moment in history, Kim Kardashian came out to Garfield.
Garfield, I was in love with Kanye West, but now I see what a true man is. Will you not take me and give me loving pleasure?
Oh my god, please stop gargling.
Thank you, Teen Girl Squad.
Pleaded Kim Kardashian with wanting in her voice.
That's not wanting.
Oh, this is such a dick move by Garfield.
I do not lay with beasts, said Garfield as he threw his lip.
That's hilarious.
This is even more of a dick move, said Garfield as he threw his lit handgun lighter at Kim Kardashian, making her explode into flames.
Oh, okay.
This is the greatest piece of literature ever.
With another job well done, Garfield strutted over to ladies in peril and freed them of their test tube prisons.
Garfield, it is too late,
said Taylor Swift, who was also the same person, with sadness.
Now it's Brad's turn again, and I'm sorry, I read ahead, and... Oh.
Drink!
I am.
Trinkly dinkly.
Yes, it is true, Garfield. Kanye West has already injected us with Ebola. We are doomed, sighed Beyonce, with hopelessness.
It is a real thing.
We experience it every week here on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Oh.
It's all right.
Have no fear, pussycats. My manly loving can cure all diseases, Garfield said with a wink as he unsheathed his man blade.
Have no fear, pussycats. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's man blade because it's barbed.
Oh, my Garfield, you always know what to say to put a lady's mind at ease, said Katy Perry.
No.
Oh, Garfield, you always know what to say to put ladies' mind at ease, said Katy Perry with relief. Garfield, you are the teacher, we are the students. Please maximize our pleasure capsules.
And we are robots.
We also rhyme.
Rihanna said with desire. You got it, baby, bottoms. But first thing is first, you ladies must put on your own halftime show for me. Pleasure yourselves for my amusement, Garfield said as he sat back with champagne glass and lasagna cigarette.
I don't think that's how cigarettes work.
I don't think we've had, you know, like kind of specialized.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's an e-cig.
I mean, if Sammy can have his skinny snacks, I will allow Garfield to have his freaking lasagna article things.
Still, this is like the most detail that we've had since My Immortal with the My Chemical Romance branded cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Garfield, Katy Perry said as she began kissing Rihanna with all her mouth and face.
She's going to kiss her umbrella, Ella.
Yep.
Taylor Swift and Beyonce began rubbing against each other like butter being rubbed on toast. And Garfield watched with much entertainment as the lady loving. This
one of them melted onto the other, and then they were eaten.
I haven't been saying much because I've been sitting here masturbating.
Furiously.
No, silently.
You can't handle
dude, that's not the way to do it. Man, go fucking hammy swags.
This is fun. Loving is not a spectator sport. Garfield said as he jumped in for a
what
good
the
time.
Fuck, Steve-O? Are you having an aneurysm?
From sheer stupidity.
Yep.
I'll go slap Steve-O on the face.
Garfield, please show us what a real artist can do with his paintbrush. Moment Beyonce with ecstasy. You know it, hotcakes. I will be making my masterpiece of pleasure. My canvas will be your bodies. My paintbrush will be my manhood.
Yes,
yes, we understood that.
Explaining the metaphor.
Garfield said as he prepared himself to give his special ladies time of their life.
I hope you have time of your life.
Time of your life.
All of the lovely ladies then laid down on king-size bed next to each other and waited patiently for Garfield to give them pleasure power of maximum force. Weren't they all in test tubes?
Yeah, and then they got released.
They got released, but yeah. I'm surprised he has a king-size bed in his
lab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, album title, Pleasure Power of Maximum Force.
Yes.
That would be, yeah.
Oh, let me
that's
get
like a heavy metal out.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, no, a speed metal.
This is what I call a bay buffet, Garfield said as he took turns thrusting his cosmic love katana into each of the flying females.
That's the laser sword from Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon.
Yep.
Cosmic love katana. Garfield, you are man like none other on this earth. You make me want to write songs about you. Taylor Swift whinnied with pleasure.
Oh, so like, yep. My Little Pony now.
Nay. Maximum pleasure peep force of go. Right now, the only lyrics you will be singing is moans of satisfaction. Garfield said to his songbirds as he pleasured with force of a bull and grace of a gazelle. The loving went on for hours, but what seemed like moments as Garfield spread his loving on his darling divas with expertise of a master.
Remember to spread your loving evenly. You don't want it too thin or else it's going to not cook properly.
The ladies sweat with love and shed tears of pleasure as they received their loving like mailbox receiving letters. Eager and full of pride. After lovemaking, the ladies felt renewed.
Like having partaken letters out of the mailbox.
Oh god, paper cuts.
Garfield, it is a miracle. We are cured of Ebola, exclaimed Katy Perry with joy. I'm reading this like Oprah's Book of the Month.
I just imagine Kermit the Frog turns up suddenly and does his wave up. Yay!
I told you, the only vaccine you need is here.
Garfield said, pointing down at his pants.
Garfield, can you not love us anymore? We are hungry.
No.
It's just love us more.
Love. God damn it.
Garfield, can you not love us more? We are hungry, and you are main meal of manhood. Ooh.
Said Beyonce, licking her lips. Garfield considered her thoughts, but looked down at his pocket watch and realized the time.
Why pocket watch?
Why a pocket?
Oh no, it is almost time for Super Bowl halftime,
Garfield said with surprise at seeing the time.
Garfield, you will never reach the Super Bowl in time. We are too far away,
sighed Taylor Swift with worry.
I like Taylor Swift. That's much better.
Yeah.
Taylor sift the flour before mixing it in with the milk.
No fears, my sexy stars. Behold!
Garfield reassured ladies. Garfield put two mighty fingers in his mouth and whistled a mighty whistle, and a familiar voice was heard by all. Amaku! It was John Arbuckle riding a fighter jet over the mansion.
What the fuck?
Garfield, hurry on out. We have to hurry to the Super Bowl halftime to walk out and melt faces. John Arbuckle said on loudspeaker. Sean.
There is my ride. I have to jet. I will catch you saucy sirens later. Garfield awesome. Said coolly with a wink as he left mansion to board jets.
I love the order of the words here.
There is the chosen real man of the millennium, swooned Rihanna with longing as she watched Garfield leave. Garfield boarded a jet with John Arbuckle, flew to Super Bowl Stadium, where the Super Bowl was being played.
No, really?
When they arrived...
Shit. I thought this was Little League. Whoops.
When they arrived, they braked the jet and disembarked onto halftime stage.
Hang on. Gotta find a parking spot. Look at this guy. He's over the line.
Where am I?
Look, Garfield, if you just climb out this side, we won't have to open that door. We can still park there. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Okay, when they arrived, they braked the jet and disembarked onto halftime stage, where the rest of the band was waiting for them. The crowd went into hysterics on seeing Garfield and John Arbuckle arriving on stage. Even Patriots and Seahawks lost their cool when seeing their heroes in the flesh.
Seahawks?
Apparently.
I think this might have been with last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, that's a sport.
Garfield took out his mic and John Arbuckle took out his flaming lasagna electric guitar as they prepared to address audience.
I imagine you try to play it in all your ears like these meaty slaps.
So you start and combust.
Yep.
Play one chord. You got to make it a real account because you play one chord and then you're dead.
Hello, everyone here at Super Bowl Stadium. For your listening pleasure is hot new song off our new EP titled Lonely Lasagna Lover. Keep hold of your faces so they are not melted, Garfield said as he prepared to rock stadium off its roof.
I really want the Proto Men at all of their shows now to warn people, keep hold of your faces so they are not melted.
Mist machines went off and laser lights shot forth from stage. The song started with cool keyboard intro and joined by John Arbuckle's chords.
For of power for heavy metal rocking, and Garfield began to sing with awesome manly voice. There, I finished it for him.
Manly. No, he began to sign.
He began to sign awesome manly voice. Here I go.
So Garfield also knows ASL. Autograph.
Hey, Dave, it's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
You get the song.
Yeah. Oh, why does he get all the songs?
Oh, wait. Oh, this actually could work out for me.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
I'm horny.
Well, you did. Oh, thank you.
I'm that, too. They're conflicting.
I would love all of that, actually. Oh, don't do that, because then I'll have to eat it all, and then Steve will get mad at me, because I'll lose my figure.
Babe, always got me thinking about you. Don't know anymore what to do. I'm locked in a lone field without wanna lick you inside and out. You are my lonely lasagna lover. A girl like you, there is no other. I'll be on you like Big Brother. Because you're my lonely lasagna lover. Sugar, your lips make me hot. I want to give you everything I got. I feel like fresh lasagna. You are soft and wet. Kneel down before me and be my teacher's pet. You are my lonely lasagna lover. In your legs, I want to go undercover. I want to love you over and over. Woof. Because you're my lonely lasagna lover.
Rough.
Precious really loved it.
John Arbuckle then began shredding with the precision. Hold on, before I start, I'm going to drink all of my drink, because seriously. Began shredding with the precision of a surgeon and the power of a comet.
No, there's no a surgeon, it's just the precision of surgeon.
Oh, yes. John Arbuckle, John Arbuckle. John Arbuckle.
Jim Bob.
John Arbuckle, yes.
Wow.
John Arbuckle then began shredding with the precision of surgeon and the power of a comet, sparks and flames coming out of his guitar. In the audience, Garfield saw a nerdy girl with glasses. He waved his hand at her, using the power of metal turned her into a cool rocker chick with tight-fitting Garfield tank top.
I read instead of Ann, I read anus.
Hold on, I need to go recharge my glass.
Oh, come on, you're almost done.
I know, guys, but I have to do another singing part. So.
No, you don't.
Oh,
you're done.
No,
I can't do the next singing part?
No.
Oh.
You're done.
I went and got this boost for nothing?
You're done, David.
After electric solo, Garfield began singing again.
He turned into the real-life Garfield. Steve Van Sickle.
Oh, boy.
You better sing song. It. I better swoon.
You are spicy and hot like tomato sauce, but in the bedroom, I am the boss. I am a starving man, hungry for love. Our bodies fit together like a glove. You are my lonely lasagna lover. I can never live with another. Inside my thoughts, you always hover, because you are my lonely lasagna lover.
Okay, you need to stop for a second. My desk is so high on my boner right now. I think it's a couple inches off the ground.
I was channeling all the butt rock I could muster with that.
You were the meatiest of loaf.
It was very Electric Six.
My life is complete. Farewell. I'm off to return to my planet. Or I have this page here.
After rocking performance, audience went into ecstatic celebration and applauded with sounds of a hurricane fighting an earthquake.
That's badass.
Both the Patriots and Seahawks cried at the power they witnessed, humbled and awed.
Wow.
I think there is no doubt here. The true winner of the Super Bowl and new owner of the Super Bowl trophy is Garfield.
Declared
Super Bowl official handing trophy to Garfield.
Okay.
Thank you. I will put this in my collection. Garfield said calmly as he took trophy. As Garfield descended stage, ready to leave both Patriots and Seahawks, cheerleaders approached him with desire in their eyes.
Garfield, today was a life-changing day. We had thought what man was, but we lived a lie. Please take all of us and show us what a real man can do,
said the Patriots head cheerleader with revelation.
I like your Huey, Dewey, Louie voice.
Yes, Garfield, please tutor us on the ways of loving,
said head Seahawks cheerleader with admiration of Garfield's muscles.
One wow. Muscle!
Okay, chickies, but remember, the bedroom is my field, and on it I am coach and quarterback. Garfield
man,
said as he...
on fire today.
Garfield said as he put his arms around cheerleaders. As Garfield led his cheerleading chickies to the locker room, he was approached by another fine, sexy piece of woman. It was Giselle Bundchen.
Specifically, it was her left... No, specifically, it was her left foot. And it
yeah,
was a
it was
fine,
just,
sexy
it was just
piece
sexy, just peace. Garfield, may I please join you for your lessons? On the football field, Tom Brady may be an all-star, but in the bedroom, he is just a water boy, said wow. Giselle Bundchen with sultry seduction.
Wow.
That felt pretty sultry to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my blonde babe, I will score a touchdown in your end zone.
Garfield why did you suddenly said, become Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan?
Garfield said with flirtations. I will receive any pass you give me, Giselle Bundchen said with swooning. Garfield then led ladies to the locker room where he can show them what a pro athlete can really do. Garfield sent his pleasure power through ladies like a spiraling football being sent through time and space and scoring a touchdown in the cosmosphere.
Wow.
He then surged his loving through their lady holes, filling their bodies with erotic ecstasy. The end.
Amazing timing.
Author's note, please have a happy and safe Super Bowl. Everyone wins if we all have fun.
Then no one won because I didn't have fun.
I had a great time.
Next up
is Zero Dark Garfield based on a true story. I'm pretty sure I'm next, right?
You are next.
It's like, I want to kiss you all over and over and again. I want to kiss you all over.
Till the night closes.
All right, let...
Zero Dark Garfield, based on a true story. It was a sunny day of shining glory when my... Sorry?
Articles do not exist.
I was seeing the A from a true story, transplanting it. It was sunny day of shining glory when Maya was looking for Osama bin Laden. She had been looking for ages upon years and was no closer to the capture of her quarrying. Who is Joseph Bradley? I don't know.
It has been many months. Why have you not found Osama bin Laden?
Asked Joseph Bradley with frustration.
I am trying, but it is hard. He hides from justice like Moon hides from the sun,
Thank you, Sailor Moon.
Maya responded with exasperation tears.
I would do Sailor Moon, all right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's, you know, intelligent or anything.
I'm getting
depressed. It's okay. My penis don't know the difference.
You must keep on the hunt and be ready for the pounce. America needs you, said Joseph Bradley as he walked out.
Where are you, Osama bin Laden?
And I wonder why he has to constantly move.
Cried out Maya with fist raised to sky. Maya traveled all over world to but was no closer to the villain. She traveled to lands of desert and sand like Pakistan and Afghanistan, but it was no use. Full of exhaustion and depression, she went back to room to sleep.
It is no use, I am useless, said Maya as she cried herself to slumber tears.
In her dreams of sleeping agony, Osama bin Laden was running from her, but she could not capture. He was giggling like schoolgirl and ducking in rabbit holes.
Hee hee, you cannot catch me, said Osama bin Laden as he leaped into rabbit hole.
Maya jumped in after him and stumbled into twisting tunnel of spiraling chaos. Is this Alice in Wonderland's crossover? When sliding finally ended, she found herself in room at last cornering Osama bin Laden.
Hoo hoo, hee hee, said Osama bin Laden as he split into 20 Osama bin Ladens.
Cried out Maya. One of those fuckers, but I don't think that works like that, man.
Multiple men is Osama bin Laden.
Cried out Maya in panic. Maya could not tell which Osama bin Laden was Osama bin Laden. Google Docs doesn't think was is a correct word. Was Osama bin Laden, and her body filled with distraught. Then, with suddenness, orange figure filled.
Wow. Orange figure
Orange figure filled with manly presence appeared and breathed fire on the Osama bin Ladens, burning them all to cinder. After Osama bin Laden burning, the figure of mystery stared at Maya with eyes of fiery fury. After looking, the figure disappeared into sunset, and Maya woke up in her room. She was covered with sweating, and was trembling at power she had witnessed.
Next up is Brad.
Who is that awesome power, and what could this mean? Thought Maya to herself as she shook with amazement. As Maya sat in thoughtfulness on her bed, she heard phone ring with alarming. Hello, this is Maya. Who is talking? Asked Maya with questions as she answered the phone. This is Leon Panetta of the CIA. We need you to come to the CIA headquarters right now for update, answered the voice with authority.
You should update your firmware.
Okay, sir. I am on my way, responded Maya with obedience.
Woof.
Maya flew to Washington, D.C., USA, and walked into CIA building with anxiousness. She was full of nerves, since for all of her searching, she was no closer to the founding inside. She went to the elevator and hit on the button for CIA headquarters. When she arrived at CIA headquarters, Leon Panetta and Joseph Bradley were sitting at table awaiting reports. Well, Miss Maya, what is your status? Have you found the fiend? Asked Leon Panett with inquisition.
He asked askingly.
Yes.
He asked askingly.
So if the last one was the Garfield version of Half-Life, Full-Life, this is like, this feels like the Harry Potter one we read.
Yes.
It's by the same guy still.
Yeah, this is all Shakespeare Hemingway.
Yes. Surely you must have succeeded after all this time. Only a total failure would have nothing, scolded Joseph Bradley with jeering.
Dick.
Maya looked down at her feet and tears fell from her eyes like drops of sadness from pools of regret.
Wow.
I am a failure, cried out Maya as she collapsed on her knees.
Oh no, I think that's more like monotone, gigantic supercomputer.
I am a failure.
I am error.
If top-notch CIA agent, Maya cannot find Osama bin Laden.
Why doesn't she get a surname?
Cannot find Osama bin Laden. Then all hope is truly lost, said Leon Panetta with sad resignation.
No, it just says Panetta.
Then, in the hour of dire despair, when all hope was gone to death and dust, a figure of awesome power burst through wall, riding custom Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
And go, go, Power Rangers!
and wearing cool poncho with lasagna insignia while scorpions rock you like a hurricane played for all to hear.
I love the song.
This needs to be a fan film.
The figure's eyes burned like searing orbs of roaring lasagna.
Oh, who could it be?
And then he did a backflip.
Garfield cried out, Leon Panette and Joseph Bradley.
Panetta.
His fucking name.
It's Panera, but with T's. Panetta bread. All right, is it my turn? Yes, it is. Maya looked on in amazement wonder, for it was the mysterious figure of her dreams. Who is this marvel man? Thought Maya as she stared at him. I'm gonna do one line. One line! No. I'm stalling for the voice I'm reading this as.
Stop stalling.
I am here in country of America, land of freedom, yet I am hearing the whines of babies!
He's not going to be able to keep that one up.
It's exactly why I said one line. Said Garfield with disgust.
I know, but when I get disgusted, that's what I sound like.
But we are lost of hope. Osama bin Laden will never be found. We have looked everywhere.
Cried Joseph Bradley with whimpering.
All CIA agents have to sound like Homestar. It's an identity protection measure.
It is true. It is impossible. I have looked world over with CIA expertise. No one can find him,
said Maya with doubting words. Fools, I will find this Osama bin Laden and bring justice to him like justice has never been brought. Garfield roared with knowing.
But you cannot. You are not CIA super agent. Osama bin Laden can be everywhere.
Protested.
Of course.
Protested. I really want the author to actually spell Osama as Obama.
Protested Maya with defiance. Garfield stepped off motorcycle with his masculine feet and walked over to model globe in the corner with strut of cool confidence. Garfield spun the globe and then stopped it with one finger.
Osama bin Laden is there!
Declared Garfield with his finger on the globe.
If only it was that easy.
Of course,
said Leon Perrietta in awe.
What? How do you call him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, there's a fucking spit bubble on my screen. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously. It was covering that, so it looked like it was an RI. My bad. Said Leon Panetta.
Nice cover.
I'm not cover. I just licked it off.
Yeah. After all the times you just jerked it off and...
I don't jerk off on my monitor!
Why not?
You don't sanitize anything in your frigging room!
I like Roy's first response is, why not? Now that the prey is found, it is time for the hunting to begin! Garfield said as he loaded his Desert Eagle for justice dispensing.
Deagle time.
Garfield, wait! You will need SEAL Team 6! Cautioned
Leon. SEAL Team 6 can be SEAL Team 6 for all I care.
Cautioned Leon Panetta with wary words.
Where the hell is Leon Panetta anyway?
No idea.
This is my SEAL Team 6, Garfield replied, pointing to his toned abs.
SEAL Team 6 pack, you mean?
Burn!
The ABBA 2000. Leon Panetta and Joseph Bradley nodded in agreement and examined with envy while Maya admired Garfield's toned body with careful inspection. Sean?
Will you need anything, Garfield? Entire treasury of the USA is at your disposal. Informed Leon Panetta with offers.
Sir Lee says Leon Panetta was the Secretary of Defense. I like how none of us knew who he was.
Why should I know?
I will need bachelor pad villa and weekends worth of lasagna and refreshments. Before I am finding deviants for destruction, I am going to be having one hell of a bash. Garfield replied with righteousness.
I like how Garfield's very quick to realize, shit, you're really going to give me unlimited funds? Well, fuck it, I want a holiday home.
Hookers and blow.
Lasagna hookers and lasagna blow.
Sir, this is most out of ordinary and cannot be allowed.
Protested Maya in defiance. Very well, Garfield, it will be done. Agreed Leon Panetta with wisdom. That is more like it. Now, if you are excusing me, I have party to attend to. Garfield said as he began to walk out. Before Garfield left, he turned to Maya and looked her up and down with approval. Hey there, my spicy spy. Why don't you come by later to see what life is? What life?
He's gone.
No!
What?
No, I'm sorry. I'll never know what life!
I want to know what Sean said.
What life?
Half-life, full-life consequences. Why don't you come by later to see what life in the fast lane is all about? Garfield said with a wink.
Why you?
Gasped Maya with appalling. Think about it, my cover ops cutie. Garfield replied for capital R for some reason. With flirting
His surname is Replied.
Garfield reply and join Arbuckle.
With flirting as he handed Maya his address and walked out of room.
Sir, we are professionals. We cannot allow this recklessness.
I think you need to put more of a pronunciation on that.
Which one? All of it?
The start of the sentence.
Sir, we are professionals, and we cannot allow this.
There's no end.
Fuck. Why can I just keep cutting out?
Sir, we are professionals. We cannot allow this recklessness. This is against all rules.
Maya said with insistence. Garfield does not live by our rules. He follows a higher code.
What?
Leon Panetta informed the truth. Exactly. A real man like that respects only the law of Liz.
Oh, come on!
A real man like that. We'll never know.
We'll never know what law he respects.
Sean, I said I was jerking off on my computer screen. Or not jerking. Never mind! Joke failed.
A real man. Sean. A real man like that respects. Go.
A real man like that respects only the law of lasagna and steel, said Joseph Bradley with humble respect of Garfield. Maya shook her head in disbelief and left office in disgust. One day she will understand, Leon Panetta said with wise words. Maya was driving home in her car with angry steering. She could not believe the galling words that entered her ears that day.
Cars have really come far. They have angry steering now.
Oh, yeah.
She was cool, calm, professional woman and had no patience for the manly boldness of Garfield. Although filled with the anger, she could not stop thinking about his rugged manliness and was fascinated by him. She decided to go to his bachelor pad villa and confront him with her thoughts.
Next up is David. I'm not! I'm looking up how to remove the stains. Next up is Dave.
Okay.
I must find what makes the man tick, thought Maya as she drove with agility to Garfield's bachelor pad villa.
Maya, use agility.
On arrival at Garfield's bachelor pad villa, she saw a sight of splendor. Cool music was playing as hot ladies in bikinis were all around sipping champagne and eating fine lasagna. All around were decorations of highest cost. Exotic, erotic art in palm trees were all around for mood making. In courtyard, Maya saw Garfield lounging by poolside with hot, sexy ladies all around. Garfield was smoking lasagna cigarette as a sexy bikini lady rubbed suntan oil on his shirtless body. Garfield saw Maya approach with interest piqued at sight of the new sexy lady.
They're not with.
I said and saw Maya approach and sexy peaked with at sight of new lady. Fucking God, I know what I read.
Hey there, my fiery fox. I'm glad to see you showed up. Garfield said with suave anus.
Suave anus.
Yeah.
Do not.
Suave.
Don't be getting your hopes up. Suave. I'm only here for discussion.
Responded Maya with rebuffing.
Suave anus.
Very well, chicky baby. Ask away. Garfield said as he snapped his fingers, sending bikini babes away.
Garfield, I do not understand you. You are wasting time and money.
I was about to say time with money.
How can you be How can you be living life? How can you be living life up when you are soon to be fighting to the death?
Asked Maya with bafflement.
Probably because he can't die.
To deliver punishment of pain, one must experience pleasure of paradise.
That's oddly philosophical.
Said with conviction.
This doesn't make sense, but okay.
Garfield said with teaching words of the guru. Garfield's words exploded in Maya's mind with revelation. She looked at Garfield with more understanding, but with even more perplexment.
Are you angel or devil from Tekken 3?
Maya asked of Garfield. Both. Garfield responded as he puffed his lasagna cigarette.
He puffed his lasagna. Yes.
New Year's hearts. Maya's heart swelled with heat of passions as Garfield's bad boy charms got best of her. But you must not be stranger to pleasure, you sexy secret agent, Garfield said with seduction.
Actually, I'm inexperienced in ways of love and romances.
Oh yeah, eat that banana.
What?
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 I have spent all of life finding Osama bin Laden,
Maya said with shy coyness.
Shy coyness?
7 or 8 years of my life.
Garfield senpai!
Please, I hope Garfield senpai notices me.
Sir Splee raises a good point. In all of this, Garfield is a goddamn cat.
Yeah.
A fucking, he's 1950s cat.
Look, Splee. If you can't accept that Garfield is the greatest man living on
both
this earth.
Both angel and devil.
That's both angel and devil.
And ogre.
From Tekken
3. The true voice, the true man, real choice of our generation. That's your own problem.
Roll up that lasagna and smoke it.
Steve, it's your go.
Well, that must be changing this instant.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Follow me, my governmental girlie, Garfield said as he led Maya to his bedroom. Garfield's bedroom was surrounded by virility symbols and the fragrance of romances.
So it smells like sex.
Yes.
Ah! Take me, Garfield. Yeah!
Take me, Obi-Wan Garfield. You're my own.
Take me, Garfield. Show me world of fleshy fun.
is that you fucking doing that? Funnier. Or do you have some sort of like post-processing on your voice? Because that's fucking creepy.
You always do this.
I quit!
We know who has the post-processing.
Maya whispered with wanting as she let down her hair, took off clothes revealing hot naked body. Your hair is red hot like lasagna and your skin is milky smooth like mozzarella cheese. Garfield said with...
Give me that lasagna.
Tell me more, talking burger.
Garfield said with approving as he examined fine female body.
I can only get hot if someone looks like lasagna enough.
Feast on my body with your manly mouth.
Maya moaned softly to Garfield with desire. First thing is first. Fine meal of filet mignon needs to be tenderized.
Hey!
Garfield said,
lasagna. I'm getting confused by the metaphors here.
I have no idea. Garfield said as he took Maya and put her on his lap and began spanking her.
Spank me with your pleasure palms.
Maya cried out in ecstasy as
Garfield... Are we spanking or slow clapping?
Probably the same thing.
Maya cried out in ecstasy as Garfield spanked her with love and romance.
Romance!
Steve, Garfield... stop doing that to Val on the show. Seriously.
No, he's not doing it to me, and that's what scares me.
Why would that scare
are
you?
Are the dogs still with me?
Oh my.
The next song!
Garfield spanked her with blacksmith.
No, there's no wit.
Garfield spanked her like blacksmith tempering metal with mighty blows of hammer crafting behind with sexiness living at red hot like molten metal.
Also, no, don't forget to watch Game of Thrones this week.
Now the tenderizing is done, time to dine in. Wait, is he dining on molten metal?
Probably.
Or is it filet mignon, or is it mozzarella cheese?
It's molten filet lasagna.
It's making me hungry.
Garfield said with sly smile as he began to lick Maya all over her body and supple white breasts, which were like fresh baked cheese calzones. Okay.
Garfield, you make my body burn up with passion of intensity.
Maya said with satisfaction as Garfield's expert tongue explored Maya's body like slimy earthworm of pleasure traveling through moist underground tunnels.
No! Never make that analogy ever again!
Through moist underground tunnels.
Garfield's tongue was Earthworm Jim.
So
groovy!
After body-licking, Garfield embraced Maya to deliver pleasure power to her with his mighty thighs.
Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? This is Amway, here to deliver pleasure power.
Pleasure power. Yeah!
Delivered care of mighty thighs. Time to launch the Patriot missiles.
No.
He has more than one?
Apparently it's
you
not.
You wouldn't have more than one?
Time to...
Time to launch the Patriot missiles. Garfield said as he bombarded her body, penetrating her bunker with hellfire explosions.
It really, you know, I appreciate the author really leans into every one of these metaphors.
Garfield and Maya made powerful loving that thundered like explosion all into night and into morning. In morning, Garfield and Maya lay in bed savoring moments before the conflict of battle. However, Garfield knew no time was to be wasted and got up to prepare for his mission.
Interlude.
Lasagna! Guys, I found a picture for the...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, GBZ23, yes. In case anyone forgot, cats have backwards-facing barbed penises.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
to keep themselves securely inside of their lover.
Now it's back to Brad.
No. Are you forgetting someone, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's back to Brad. Roy.
I like that the structure of this fic is different. See, last time he killed the bad guy in the middle and then the rest of the fic was loving the ladies and rocking out. This time he's loving the ladies and then he's going to kill Osama.
I believe I can screw. I believe I can fuck with you. And well, I'm eating some biggest kind of cheese.
Devo.
What?
God. Grab my balls and give a squeeze.
High five, David.
Garfield, you have made me see worlds I had not known before. Please be careful. I do not want to be losing you.
Maya said with worry in her heart.
Do not sweat your brow, my spice rack. I have taken you to heaven. Now I will send Osama bin Laden to hell.
Garfield said with cool style as he loaded his Desert Eagle.
Didn't he already load it?
Now he's loaded another one.
Oh, damn.
A one-of-a-kind man,
Maya said with swooning. Garfield geared up for combat and readied himself. When he was ready, he went to his helipad on roof to enter helicopter for transportation. The helicopter was all black except flaming lasagna logo with lightning bolt through it. Maya went up to see him off for good luck. The lightning bolt was also, the flames were also animating because it was also a GeoCities website on his helicopter.
Of course.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Good luck, Garfield. Bring vengeance of blood to Osama bin Laden, said Maya, waving handkerchief.
Garfield gave Maya a thumbs up as he took off. After some flying, Garfield arrived at Osama bin Laden's house.
Party time, Garfield said with slickness as he jumped out of helicopter. Garfield walked...
Why does Garfield sound like King Cold from Dragon Ball Z?
Because, David.
Yes. Watch out, Frieza.
Garfield walked quickly to the front door of Osama bin Laden's house for raiding.
Knock, knock,
Garfield said as he kicked open the door with mighty foot. Terrorist scum was on other side, but before he could react, Garfield grabbed his arm and twisted it like pretzel, making terrorist point his own gun at himself.
Mm. Stop shooting yourself, said Garfield.
Said Garfield as he made terrorist shoot himself with own gun. After disposing of terrorist, Garfield thought of clever idea for stealth. Perfect time to think of that. Garfield ripped off terrorist's head and stuck it on nozzle of his desert... Nozzle? Really? Of Desert Eagle for silencer sides.
This is what I am calling using your head.
Head on Desert Eagle with the nozzle of gun pointing out of its mouth.
That's not how a silencer works, but okay.
The nozzle.
Sorry, but see, Shakespeare Hemingway watched Postal, and there was that one bit with the cat.
The nozzle.
After head-sticking, Garfield walked on in search of his... He saw two more terrorists and handled them like the man. Garfield whistled at terrorists for attention getting.
Hey, fellows, your friend has some words for you, Garfield said as he shot terrorists with head-tipped desert eagle.
Kapew, kapew!
You are such motor mouth, said Garfield with cleverness as he patted head.
Pat, pat,
there was
pat.
No time for resting, as soon number four more terrorists came running to avenge fallen terror comrades. Garfield did not hesitate and knew what to do.
Heads up, said Garfield as he took off the head on his desert eagle and threw it at terrorists.
The head landed near terrorists and exploded, blowing up terrorists with noggin napalm.
I see what they're there.
Don't blow your top, Garfield said as he strode on by to continue his searching. While searching compound, Garfield found staircase that led to upstairs domain. Garfield walked upstairs quickly with mighty feet and arrived on room where he came face to face with evil villainy.
Okay, Brad, after that long silence, it's your turn.
Okay. Garfield, cried out Osama bin Laden with sweating despair. Congratulations, you have won vacation to hell, and I am your tour guide, Garfield said with cool justice as he eyed villain with eyes.
So does that mean that he eyed the villain with his eyes, or that the villain has eyes?
He eyed eyingly.
Yeah, he eyed eye.
Duh. He sang that song from Goof Troop.
I do not think so, Garfield. You will be eating my rubber, Osama bin Laden said as he hopped on his moped.
Oh, okay.
For getaway escape, Osama bin Laden drove his moped out of window and onto winding mountain road for escaping.
Beep, beep.
At like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
12.
Run to your grave, fool, but you can't not escape the Reaper, Garfield said as he jumped out of window and landed on his custom Harley Davidson motorcycle for high speed chase.
Drink the custom Harley Davidson motorcycle. Also, that really should have been a backflip out of the window.
I bet it hurts.
I'm surprised he doesn't just overtake him with the motorcycle.
He goes for 2 seconds. Oh shit, I passed him.
Garfield chased Osama bin Laden up winding mountain path and stayed on him like tuna in a sandwich.
What?
The fuck?
Okay.
The roaring of engine were only matched by speed of intensity.
So it was not very interesting.
Just this, said Osama bin Laden, pressed button on his moped, causing oil to spill out for slipping and sliding.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know what it is. His custom Harley Davidson motorcycle is just a bike, so that's why he's only barely able to keep up with the moped. And Garfield, while he drives, is just going, wee, wee, wee.
Yeah. Petty tricks do not shake my iron grip, Garfield said as he effortlessly drove through oil as if he was skating on warm milk.
How do you do that?
That brain on liquid. Hurt.
The fiery sparks of Garfield's wheels of steel caused oil to explode behind him, blowing up road as he drove. So not only is he riding a bicycle, the bike has no tires.
Yeah, apparently he's rolling on the donuts.
High speed chase continued up spiraling mountains path road thinned to silver
sliver
and danger periled to new heights. Osama bin Laden drove moped with reckless speed, but Garfield did not sway or swerve. On horizon, Garfield saw his opportunity to end chasing once and for all. A tree was in the distance, and Osama bin Laden was nearing it with his moped.
Was in distance.
Fuck. Time to get to root of this problem, said Garfield, as he took out gilded of axe of steel and strength from his pockets. Again, what pockets? Garfield tossed axe at tree with bullseye accuracy, chopping tree trunk, making tree fall on Osama bin Laden with crushing purpose.
Chopping tree trunk! This is the best! Making tree fall!
Oh my god!
This is great!
My bark is worse than my bite. Garfield quipped as he looked on with satisfaction.
Boom!
He says that and explosions behind him.
Kaboom! Garfield walked over to tree-crushed Osama bin Laden to finish what was started. He looked over and saw tree-crushed Osama bin Laden's legs trapping him to ground. Osama bin Laden, you are vile enemy to humanity. For this, you will meet demise of pain. Garfield said with judgment as he looked on with disgust at vicious villain. Garfield, you may have crushed my legs, but my evil will walk forever. Osama bin Laden spouted with vile nonsense. Fool.
That is the weirdest way to describe nonsense.
There are three certainties in life. Death, taxes, and my fist.
What?
No, it's science. No. No, it's everyone knows it's science, socialism, and birthdays. God, he's getting this all wrong.
Now you will be experiencing two of these. Garfield Access. Said, with exploding righteousness, as he thrust fist into Osama bin Laden's abdomen, impaling him on... Really?
Wow.
Damn. He's a fucking T-2000. Garfield...
T-1000 Steve.
No. He's a 2000 because he's fucking Garfield, dude.
No.
He's
no,
the next
Steve.
Model.
No, Steve, the next model is the TX, which was from Terminator 3.
No,
you would
no.
Know that if you
there is no
that.
Terminator 3. What the hell are you talking about?
That's just the next model that they sent back. They would have
Steve's
more.
Been asking for it.
No, he was the culmination of the line, the TG.
Garfield then raised fist into air with impaled Osama bin Laden, raised to the sky, evil blood dripping from knuckles and down muscular arm like river of red molten lasagna.
Osama bin Laden has evolved into tree crushed Osama bin Laden. Tree crushed Osama bin Laden has evolved into impaled Osama bin Laden.
As impaled
evolution into red molten lasagna.
As impaled Osama bin Laden was raised, two killer whales burst from ocean, each biting end of Osama bin Laden and tearing him in half.
The stone that Garfield uses to mega evolve is the lasagna knight.
Yeah, taking yes. Split corpse back with them to watery abyss. Enjoy your vacation in Wales.
That hurts.
Bravo.
My soul.
Garfield quipped with coolness as he put lasagna cigarette in his mouth.
It's like dad jokes.
As Garfield lit cigarette with his handgun lighter, he saw figures coming up on horizon. It was Leon Panetta, not Pancetta, but Panetta, Joseph Bradley, and Maya, on scene to congratulate him on victory. Garfield, you have done it. You are a true American hero, said Leon Panetta, with thanks.
Fight for the rights
of lasagna
pans.
That was some wild driving, Garfield, said Joseph Bradley with shock and awe.
Garfield.
When riding the highway to hell and being chased by the devil on his four-wheeled flaming motorcycle, you do not stop for red lights. Garfield responded with inciting wisdom. Inciting
what
wisdom.
What does that have to do with what he just happened?
You can find my friends. You can hurt my friends.
Garfield, where is Osama bin Laden's body? We need it for authentication, Leon Panetta asked with bureaucracy.
What?
You can look yep. for it yourself, but be sure to choose the right bait. Quipped Garfield as he tossed them fishing rod. Now, if you are excusing me, I have my own fish to catch, and the bait is no worm, but sea serpent, Garfield said as he put his arm around Maya.
Yeah!
It's Sean's turn.
Oh, Garfield, you always know what to say to make lady feel special.
Maya said with blushing. As Garfield walked with Maya in arm, he saw another figure in horizon approaching them. It was Catherine Bigelow.
Male gigolo.
Garfield, I have been watching you with great awe and impressments. I must make movie out of your adventures so all can witness your manly wonder. Kathleen Bigelow proposed with good ideas. I am liking the way you think, but first I think we should be making a different kind of movie at my place. Garfield said with a wink as he held camcorder.
And porno.
Garfield, how can I resist my leading man? Catherine Bigelow said with flirtations as she and Maya walked with Garfield to his bachelor pad villa for making of love. Garfield took his leading ladies to his bedroom pleasure palace. Where he could,
wow.
Where yep. he could show them what it means to be a real star. Catherine Bigelow showed Garfield her golden globes. Well, Maya polished his Oscar.
Oh my god, where did you find this picture, Steve?
Val!
Yeah, I'm the one who found it.
And the three made the passion of loving that ran through bedroom like river of champagne and ecstasy.
Wow.
The end? Question mark?
Author's note.
I wrote the brave fighting men and women in military.
I wrote brave fighting...
Close enough.
Whatever. Yeah.
David Hubbard, you're up.
Reading The Garfield Story by Shakespeare Hemingway.
So the epic conclusion of the Garfield trilogy. Okay, it's not a bit trilogy. Before I begin, I'm going to finish my drink.
Oh, I think we killed him.
Hello, little drink.
How little delicious. Is your drink?
It's at least a double shot. All nice amber colored. Very nice looking.
I'm sorry, Judy, that he's going to end up drooling all over you during in his sleep.
What's wrong with that?
That's how he sleeps every night.
Yeah. It was Christmas Eve, and Ralphie was looking to max and relax.
Boy, I cannot... Oh, fuck. Boy, I just cannot wait for Christmas. It is the best time of year. Soon I will have the Red Ryder BB gun and wealth, glory, and women will be mine for the taking.
Thought, wait, is this a fucking Christmas Story Garfield
yes,
crossover?
Yes.
God damn it. Oh, God. Thought Ralphie to himself. While Ralphie was chilling and dreaming of BB gun conquest, Ralphie's mother came in to check on him.
Ralphie, tomorrow is the big day, and you have been a most excellent boy this year. Soon all of your dreams will come true,
said Ralphie's mother with comfort words.
Yes, you are right, Mother. Soon I will have everything a man can want. The Red Ryder BB gun.
It just stops. There's a period. It stops right there.
With it, the world will be my clam.
Ralphie responded as he lounged back in his smoking jacket and took a sip of Ovaltine.
Is Ovaltine, but yeah.
Took a sip of his Ovaltine.
Sorry, Christmas is not about... Christmas is not about the Red Ryder BB gun. It is also about family, friends, and being together with loved ones.
Scolded Ralphie's mother. Scolded Ralphie's mother. God damn it, that is a nice Samus ass. Ralphie's mom with teaching words.
What? Yeah.
We've broken do not the David.
Do not be lecturing me, woman. The Red Ryder BB gun is the means and the ends, the alpha and the omega,
Ralphie responded with fury.
Oh, Ralphie,
thought Ralphie's mother as she walked out of his room, shaking her head.
Enough frivolous talking. Time for sleep so Christmas may come and I may get... Fuck.
Stop looking at Samus! No, dude, no.
Have you seen that booty? It's just too fine.
The Zero Suit really accentuates it.
Well, it's supposed to. It's fucking latex.
I may meet BB gun destiny, said Ralphie to himself as he lied down for slumber.
That night, Ralphie dreamed of BB gun glory, taking what was his and leaving scraps of dogs for anyone else. Of dogs?
Woof.
Women wow. knelt at his feet and wealth of decadence surrounded him. When he woke, he was sweating with anticipation to meet his BB gun glory. He rushed downstairs with feet guided by Valkyries. When he came downstairs, his family was there waiting for him.
Well, that is your open presence. Come sit down with your family, said Ralphie's father.
Thanks, Deckard.
Excellent. The time has come. Let the games begin, said Ralphie as he sat down to open his destiny.
For PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 5.
next
PlayStation
up,
Forever.
PlayStation Van Sickle, you're
am
up.
Am I going to read again, Steve?
I don't think so. Are you leaving?
No, but I do have Let Drink left.
Let yes, Drink he left.
He will get to read again.
All right.
Ralphie sweet, I will save it for then.
Ralphie tore through presents like tiger tearing through fresh lobster.
Which is known to happen.
Totally. Mm-hmm. But time and again, he was met with disappointment. Clothes, socks, and toys for mere children. Not the item of desire that he sought with eagerness. The gravest of insults came with next present. It contained pink bunny pajamas.
Oh, those are what? Amazing.
What's wrong with that? Pink bunny,
what is this foolishness? Roared Ralphie with indignity. Oh, how adorable. You must try it on, said Ralphie's mother with encouragement.
I would rather try on hat full of mustard, Ralphie said with disgust.
I can arrange that. You,
Ralphie.
What the hell? Is it? Okay, is Super Saiyan Garfield a thing? Seriously? No.
Look at those.
Wow.
Bookmarked. Another fun DeviantArt game is searching for your name, the Hedgehog.
That's a well-known one.
Ralphie, you will not open another present until you try this on, commanded Ralphie's father with orders.
Commandingly.
So be it,
said Ralphie as he walked upstairs to try on his pink bunny pajamas. As Ralphie changed, he thought to himself of how the Red Rider BB gun would make this all worthwhile.
Once I get my Red Rider BB gun, I will repay this humiliation tenfold,
Ralphie thought to himself with contempt. After Ralphie
changed... Friday Night Fanfiction is sponsored by Red Rider BB Gun.
And contempt. Lots and lots of contempt. After Ralphie changed into his pink bunny pajamas, he came downstairs to the delight of his mother and the mockings of his brother.
Ha ha! You are a pink bunny, said Randy with mocking.
Dance for me, boy. Do the bunny dance, said Ralphie's mother with mad smile on her face.
Ralphie swallowed his considerable pride and hopped like bunny he was supposed to be.
Hop, hop, hop,
said Ralphie as he hopped, fire of rage burning inside him.
Ho, 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 exclaimed Ralphie's family with joyous mocking as they watched Ralphie hop.
May I please stop?
Cried out Ralphie with tears of humiliation in his eyes.
Next up is Roy, who I didn't forget this time, I think.
Very well. Go up and change, and we will open the rest of your presents.
Ralphie's father said with mercy.
Ralphie rushed upstairs like a speeding hurricane, and faster than 3 nanoseconds, was back in normal clothes and heading back downstairs. Looks like you only have one last present left, said Ralphie's father, pointing to the corner of the room where one lone box stood. Don't read ahead, it was long and rectangular and intrigued Ralphie. Ralphie rushed to it with opening intent and tore open wrapper with the ferocity of an owl. Oops. But the revelation of the opening would shatter his heart, for what he saw shocked his mind and crushed his spirits. A George Foreman grill!
Yep.
Cried out Ralphie in despair. Yes, now you can grill burgers at faster than light speeds with minimum mess, said Ralphie's mother proudly.
I don't think that's how things work.
There comes a day when every boy must enter manhood and get his own George Foreman grill, said Ralphie's father with fact. The rage of anger and the boil of blood filled Ralphie's body, and he could no longer control the fury.
You know, this is funny because I've had a George Foreman grill and he got rid of it.
I've had that happen before, mostly after eating Taco Bell, so I can relate to what he's going through in this story.
No! Cried out Ralphie as he picked up Grill and smashed it onto his knee.
On his knee.
In a fit of rage, Ralphie went down to the basement to his Stanic shrine to perform profane rituals. Mighty Lucifer, grant me the power to seek revenge and take all of the Red Rider BB guns I desire, requested Ralphie with desire, with darkness desire. Very well, voice from the shrine. I will make you my avatar on Earth, and you will bring hell to it.
Why didn't he do that in the first place?
Said the voice, as it infused Ralphie with unholy power. Dark power of pure evil overcame Ralphie, and he turned from Ralphie 9-year-old boy into Ralphie Lord of Darkness. In his hand was a flaming Red Rider BB gun, which he can administer his terrible vengeance with. As his transformation completed, Ralphie's parents and brother entered basement to see what commotion.
What commotion?
What was commotion?
Was all what? Was all what?
No, I'm just gonna take a rest for a moment.
It's 9:55, Roy! We can't do this!
What's all about?
Thank you, God! Brad!
Yes. Ralphie, what are you doing? Asked Ralphie's mother.
Silence, woman. You no longer have any hold over me. Ralphie boomed with evil hell voice.
Ralphie, stop this nonsense at once, scolded Ralphie's father with discipline.
Fool! I am the new lord of this house, and from it, I will conquer Earth with hellfire!
Ralphie
so
declared.
Ralphie is now Frieza.
filthy monkey, I will stop you with my Red Rider BB gun!
I can see it, and I want to not. Ralphie declared with evil as he summoned a Balor.
I think it's Balor.
Yeah, Balor, to capture his former family. Meanwhile, in Hottest Nightclub in Big City, Garfield was chilling, sipping champagne, and eating lasagna as sexy ladies sat around him and laughed at his jokes.
Yeah, man, I'm chilling.
Get over here.
I'm chilling.
I'm chilly.
And that is why the puppy got sexy. Arrested for larceny, joked Garfield with punchlines. Ha 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 ha. Garfield, you are so witty, laughed sexy ladies with sight splitting.
Ah, oh, damn it, I killed ladies with my jokes again.
Amidst laughing at Garfield's joke, there was news report on TV. Attention all. Ralphie has summoned a portal to hell and has waged war on this planet to establish his dark kingdom. If only a true hero was man enough to save humanity, said news reporter with warnings. I love how they know who the Ralphie's name. It's Ralphie. Outrageous, Garfield roared as he crushed champagne glass in his hand.
Again.
Turned it into glass, into sand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Garfield, must you go again? Can you not stay and tell us more hilarity and pleasure us with your manly body? Sexy ladies asked with pining. Sorry, my sexy sweets. There is lad who needs punishing, Garfield said as he stood up for leaving. Ralphie, you have been a naughty boy, and now you are going to be getting a socking full of lead. Garfield said chilly as he loaded his Desert Eagle. Garfield strode outside where his red Corvette was waiting. Oh, he upgraded.
I would say downgrade.
In the distance.
Yeah, the Corvette is actually not a very good vehicle.
Well, it's fine as long as you don't have to, you know.
Well, he went turn. He went from a bicycle.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, he upgraded from a bicycle.
His red Corvette was waiting. In the distance, where Ralphie's house once was, he saw a spiraling tower of darkness surrounded by flames and fire.
Ralphie,
totally two different things.
I have a special Christmas present for you. Two orders of fists wrapped in pain.
Is it a Christmas present or is it his, you know, diner order?
Garfield said as he hopped into his red Corvette. Garfield drove at cutting-edge speeds. Not just really fast, but cutting-edge speeds to battle the forces of darkness. As Garfield drove by, he saw demonic servants of Ralphie stealing Red Rider BB guns from a toy store.
Demonic servants and Ralphie don't go together.
No, they don't.
Oh no, it's Garfield! Cried out the demon fiends in terror. Fiends of fire, enter the abyss of my fist! Garfield said as he punched the demons with hurricanes.
No. There was no the.
Oh.
Wrecked. Steve got wrecked.
Can't even get one slide. Seriously.
Not even a slide whistle.
Pew.
With hurricane of punches sending them back to their hell home. There is your return trip home, courtesy of death. Garfield
That's
said
probably with, the weakest of his lines
with coolness as he leapt back into red Corvette for driving. As Garfield drove closer to Ralphie's Tower of Darkness, scenery began to change to fiery hellscape.
Of course.
Trees darkened and twisted to dead husks and sky filled with fire and ash.
Don't you mean ash and soot?
No. Fire and ash. Ralphie, you will pay for what you have done to the environment. Garfield said with ecology. Wow!
Garfield said environmentally.
Garfield finally arrived at tower gates guarded by two giant bull demons, one wielding a mace and the other a giant axe. Oh, wait, is Evie going to show up and make them join her party as GFs by fucking them? No one may enter the domain of Lord Ralphie, bellowed the bull demons.
Couldn't even be Ralph.
I have no time for bull, Garfield said as he took out his Desert Eagle. Garfield, with one bullet, shot one bull demon in the head, which then ricocheted off of the gate and into the other bull demon's head, killing them both.
I think that's the first time he's actually used his gun.
Ugh. Bullseye. Garfield said with slick style as he holstered his Desert Eagle. Upon Bull Demon's defeat, Garfield kicked down gates with manly foot and entered the Tower of Ralphie. In the lobby, Garfield saw statues and mosaics of Ralphie with his beloved Red Rider BB gun, as well as fountains of lava and blood.
Man, if he loves it that much, you should put a ring on it.
Ralphie, Santa Claus is off duty, and the only slaying being done tonight will be to you. Garfield said as he walked into lobby. In the center of lobby, Garfield saw an elevator to the top of the tower. Sean?
It's been 10 seconds since my last quip. I'd better make another one.
Yes.
The elevator to hell leads up. Garfield pondered with philosophy. He entered elevator and pressed up. The elevator shot up like steam train powered by gas and brought Garfield to Ralphie's throne room. It's like elevator...
What?
The elevator shot up like steam train powered by gas and brought Garfield to Ralphie's throne room. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he's checking.
And there he goes.
Hello. Right.
Hello.
He says so. Reach your destination.
God damn it. New drinking game. Drink when I cut out.
Oh, fuck. No, because we'll all be dead. And you won't know it because you'll be cut out.
When reaching destination, Garfield saw Ralphie sitting upon throne of bone, dressed in dark metal armor with spikes. Behind him was a portal to hell, where he summoned his demonic armies of chaos. Next to him was his family, locked in a cage, hanging over a pit of lava.
Oh, how nice. It is like to keep them around.
Yeah, that's pretty nice of him. Go, Ralphie.
Yeah. Garfield, I should have known you would try to interfere with my plans. But it is of no use. The very power of hell is mine to command. Ralphie spoke with mocking words. Ralphie, you have been bad. Now it is time for corporal punishing. Said as he cracked his knuckles. The only punishing that will be done will be from me to this world. I have suffered enough indignities. The earth will pay for denying me my Red Rider BB gun.
But he has one. It's flaming. It's a flaming goddamn Red Rider ass BB gun.
Ralphie roared with fists clenched with rage.
Ralphie Ward.
Wolf.
You have forgotten the true meaning of Christmas. Let me remind you. Garfield said as he took out his Desert Eagle.
The true meaning of Christmas, fucking murder.
The true meaning of Christmas, bub.
ready for a tree of pain Christmas star fucking Land Before Time Christmas special. I rolled a 6.
Enough talking. Get him, my minion. Ralphie ordered to his bailer. Ralphie's 15-foot Baylor demon approached Garfield with roars and growls, with fire coming out of mouth eyes.
Hold on, Garfield needs to roll for initiative.
19. Roll a
15. Pretty good.
Pretty good. But Garfield was not impressed. Chew on this, Garfield said as he threw a grenade into the Baylor's mouth. Garfield then shot the grenade with his Desert Eagle, blowing the Baylor's head off.
The author's gotten much better at writing action scenes now, because Garfield's actually doing action.
No, that's a Gary Baylor.
It's a Gary Busey.
The louder they roar, the louder they explode, Garfield said with manly confidence. So, Garfield, my minion has proven no match for you. Very well, it is no matter, for the powers of darkness protect me. Ralphie gloated with glee. No opening quote. We will see about this, Garfield said as he fired a barrage of bullets at Ralphie. But to his surprise, they deflected off harmlessly. See, Garfield, no force on this earth can harm me. Now feel the wrath of hell, declared Ralphie as he raised his flaming Red Ryder BB gun at Garfield.
And
so he had to literally get Satan as his opponent to finally surprise Garfield.
We're skipping Dave because he asked if he had to read again, and I said no. So on to Steve
Van Sickle. No.
I told him to do it. I told him that he would be winning again.
Okay, Dave, you can read.
All right. So, ain't gonna skip my ass over when fucking shit's going down with Ralphie and the Garfields of Hell.
It'll take more than force fields to hide from my justice, Garfield said with stern righteousness. Garfield took out from his pocket a silver bullet blessed by Saint Michael and Santa Claus and loaded it into his Desert Eagle. God damn it.
By the way, I've got this silver bullet blessed by Saint Michael and Santa Claus. No biggie.
I gotta take the rest of my drink. God damn it.
If you love hell so much, why not move there permanently?
Garfield said as he shot the silver bullet. The bullet soared and broke through Ralphie's dark barrier and bore into his chest.
No!
Cried out Ralphie in pain as he fell back into his own hell portal, getting sucked in. The portal then exploded, leaving him no escape.
Hell is for children,
Garfield quipped as he put Lasagna's cigarette in his mouth.
What quip is that? Of
villainy? Well, maybe he was referencing the song?
Because hell is for children. Fucking chicken Alfredo is the madness.
So you're drunk eating chicken Alfredo while reading fan fiction on the internet.
Dude.
Sounds like a life complete.
I didn't choose the thug life. Thug life chose me, man.
After the falling of villainy, Garfield freed Ralph's family from their prison cage. Thank you, Ralph. Oh, fuck that, not Ralph. Thank you, Garfield. You're a true hero. It is a shame our son could not be a real man like you,
said Ralphie's father with admiration.
Yay, Garfield,
shouted Randy with joy of seeing his hero.
Garfield, you've done us and the world a great favor today.
Nope. Just great favor.
You have done us and the world great favor today. I would like to thank you in private,
said Ralph's mother, grabbing Garfield's manly biceps.
Her husband's right there.
Thing, my holiday honey. I have a special present for you that needs unwrapping,
Garfield said, pointing down to his pants in case you couldn't figure out the entendre.
And the kid is right next to there, too.
Thank you for making it so I'll never get an erection again.
Yeah, I guess I'll have an erection.
That's why we're here.
Very well, let us go and celebrate the season the way we are meant to,
said Ralphie's mother as she led Garfield to the bedroom. As they walked, Ralphie's father and Randy gave Garfield a thumbs up. When they arrived at bedroom, Ralphie's mother laid down on bed.
Garfield, give me pleasure like Santa Claus gives out presents, with generosity and enthusiasm,
said Ralphie's mother with wanting.
Guess this will make me come very quickly.
Steve Van Sickle, go.
Very well, my Christmas cutie. I will climb down your chimney and make you sing carols.
Why does she have a chimney?
Garfield said with a wink as he let down his pants for pleasure party.
Garfield, you know just what to say to warm a woman on a cold winter night, said Ralphie's mother with swooning.
You know it, babe. I have a candy cane that needs licking, and it's flavor never runs out. Garfield said as he unleashed his man staff.
Pew.
Thought it was a cane.
No, it was a
The author's also getting really good about writing the sex scenes, too, because now it's like super roleplay.
He's getting creative. He's swapping cane for staff. He's like mixing euphemisms. It's good.
I have been a good girl this year. Please give me what I deserve, said Ralphie's mother as she undid her clothes.
Garfield served her divorce papers.
I am going to stuff your stocking with loving, Garfield said as he was climbed on Ralphie's mother and rode her like a one-horse open sleigh.
Like, wait, wouldn't that be the other way around, or is it...
Garfield said as he was climbed on Ralphie's mother. That is some Escher-ass descriptions right there. Garfield rode Ralphie's mother with force and power.
I like how Ralphie's mother doesn't have a name.
Nope. Garfield rode Ralphie's mother with force and power, bringing her higher than Santa's sleigh and making her feel joy! Like she has, like she never felt through his loving, her heart and body filled with holiday spirit. And they made love like warm eggnog, sweet, thick, and intoxicating. The end? Author's note. I would like to wish everyone belated happy holidays.
I'm
please
not
stay
looking
safe
at that.
Do not summon demons.
Too late. Nope. Thank you for listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction recorded on Monday. I'd like to thank our readers, David, Sean, Roy, Brad, Steve Van Sickle, and our referee, Valerie, who is also the avatar of Satan. I'd like to thank all of the people in the chat who were not reading with us, GBC23 and Sir Splee.
Make sure you go online to steam.com. Pick yourself up a copy of Five Nights at Freddy's 3 because that's out now.
I got my copy.
Anyways.
And also join the Nerdy Show Steam fan.
Like, comment, and subscribe to Nerdy Show.
Yep. And check out the Twitch stream.
Also, if you like my broadcasting, make sure you check out my broadcast of Dota 2 games every Sunday night. It's fun.
The fuck are we doing advertising Nerdy Show? We have a closing bumper. Let's play that right now.
Play that shit.
I can't. It's not ready yet.
Oh, well, then in that case, Nerdy Show is brought to you by Nerdy Show and a comic shop and a couple other things that I'm not remembering right now.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanFiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.